time he was 29. Alexander conquered the entire world, from India on the east to Greece on the west, from the Black Sea on the north to the source of the Nile to the south. The entire civilized world was under Alexander's domain. On his trip throughout the world, Alexander, he came naturally to Eretz Yisrael. He had to come because Israel, the land of Israel, was the bridge from the north, Persia, Babylonia, to the south, to Egypt. And he came during the reign of the great Kohen Gadol, the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Shimon HaTzadik. Most historians say that he came to Israel in about the year 329 before the Common Era. He was dead in 323. He came to Israel. The Jews were terrorized by the Greeks. They thought for certain, because the Jews had backed Persia, the Jews felt a strong loyalty to Persia. The Persian government had given them autonomy, had helped them rebuild the country. And the Jews felt not only a debt of gratitude, but with Persia, at least they knew where they were. And here comes a new one. So the Jews supported Persia. And now Persia lost, and here comes the conquering Greek army. So there were two choices, as there always are, and we'll see this story repeated over and over again in the time of the Second Temple. One choice was to fight the great empire, which is what the Jews did later with the Greeks, what the Jews did with the Romans, to engage them in a war. The second choice was somehow to come to an accommodation with the empire. Shimon HaTzadik decided on the second course, that the Jews were not about to defeat Alexander the Great in battle, and therefore the correct way to deal with the matter was to come to an accommodation with Alexander. Now the Gemara tells us of the scene. The Gemara tells us that Shimon HaTzadik, with the members of the high priesthood of the Kohanim of Klal Yisrael and the Talmidei Chachomim and the Sanhedrin, all came forth to greet Alexander at the gates of Jerusalem. And that Alexander came riding in on his great white horse. Alexander had a horse that was known in legend as the Greeks worshipped the horse as a god. Alexander's great horse. He rode it all over the world in his conquests. And according to the historians of the times, Alexander on the horse stood about 13 feet high. It was an enormously tall horse, and he was an enormously tall person for his age, I mean for that time in the world, and that he always wore a plumed helmet. He was awe-inspiring. And the Gemara says that when Alexander saw the high priest of Israel, he dismounted from the horse in respect and bowed to him, something which no one had ever seen Alexander do before. And the Gemara says that when he was questioned by his advisors, he said that always when he went into battle, he had had a dream, he saw a vision of an angel that led him on in victory. And now he said that's the face that he saw. He saw Shimon HaTzadik's face. And now when he saw him in real life, so therefore he was awestruck and he showed him respect. Now, that Gemara has many interpretations. The literal story can be believed as it is. I mean, there's no reason to change it. But the Gemara many times uses a literal story to tell us ideas behind the story as well. And the truth of the matter is, as I explained to you, because of his upbringing by Aristotle, Alexander was impressed by the Jews. Apparently he knew something of the Torah of the Bible.